I'd be involved in evangelization, in trying to propagate the faith to the wider culture. Now, that's taken on a depth and a breadth that I never thought would happen, you know, with all my work with Word on Fire. I never saw that really coming, but that I would be involved somehow in that teaching, preaching, evangelizing side. I think I did envision that.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, but don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
And hello, Columbus. Hey, it's the Spirit Drive going on right here at St. Gabriel Radio, celebrating the end of the work week. It's just 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's almost weekend, and we're almost to the end of this Spirit Drive. There's not a whole lot more to go, but we need to get a whole lot more contributions in. I'm Dave Garrick. I'm the editor of the Catholic Times newspaper, and I've set aside my duties as an ink-stained wretch to be here today and annoy you as much as I can over your radio so that maybe you'll cough up a little money in support of the great things that you get to hear when I'm not on the air. So welcome to all of you that are out there listening. We're going to have a lot of fun here over the next hour, especially with my special guest for this hour, Deacon Hector Raymond from way out in Pickerington.
Yeah, the southeast side. We want to hear from you this afternoon. All right, let's go. I'll open up with a prayer. Let's go ahead
let's do that.
I'd like to thank, who is it, St. Christopher, for getting me back today from Gethsemane on time. It was a beautiful trip, and I'll bring back a little bit of inspiration from the monks who actually woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning. And I thank them for that. I was able to get out, get a good breakfast, have Mass, morning prayer, and get on the road. Got here safely. Okay. Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to guide us here at St. Gabriel. This is the message that needs to go out to all the people here in the Columbus area and the entire state of Ohio. I know the message just emanates all over the place. We ask the Lord to continue to guide us through the intercession of St. Gabriel, who is the archangel, and he is also the patron saint of communications, radio. Heavenly Father, let's do it. Inspire all those people from the area who's listening and support this radio station as your word, your message, your love gets out to the people of this area. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I think we have an update ready, so let's see how we're doing.
We do. There's that music. Thank you, Dave.
It's Gabriel, I think.
It is. I think so, too. We want to thank Joan for sending in her gift, and we have Sonia and Ted as sustaining members. Thank you for your gift. We also have John from Bexley, a special gift in honor of Joseph Palmer, so that's really special. We also have multi-year sustaining members, Ginger from St. Andrew Columbus, Joseph and Kara, St. Margaret of Cortona in Columbus, and Diana from Immaculate Conception, Columbus. Thank you.
Okay, great news. Now, we've just got to keep things moving along over the next hour. We do have a special challenge here before us with a donor that has offered a series of gifts based on how many pledges come in. So our goal for this hour is 16 pledges. And since we've just started, we don't have any yet. So this is a good time to get involved. And
yeah, let's reach that sweet 16, right?
That's
just
right.
Like the March Madness.
And
if
we make that, we get an extra $250
Ooh,
from our donor.
Wow.
So we don't want to miss out on that. That is a special incentive. So this is the time to pick up the phone and give us a call and make your pledge. The number here is 614-459-4820.
I've got a special challenge for all the folks down on the southeast side. From Seton Parish, we just finished our renovation in January. It's time to put your money where your mouth is, okay? Pledge. We have 16 goal? What is that?
Five
sustaining members? Okay, we've got to reach that goal for this hour. We want to make sure we tack on that extra money. Okay, let's do it, especially those folks who are calling in from the Daily Mass, okay? The Daily Mass at Seton Parish, we usually have 100, 150 folks. If maybe 10 or 15 of those would come in and do a challenge for other people, pledge, let's do it for Seton Parish. Also, we'll do it in honor of Father Jim and also Father Fairchild. Amen. Father Fairchild had a birthday this week.
Well,
I believe someone else did this week, too.
Could that be? Oh, no, I don't think so.
I think his name was Dave. I'm not sure.
Yeah, coming up this weekend, the Big 7-0. So we're,
congratulations.
I embrace geezerhood. So.
A couple of years behind you, Dave. Not too many, just a few.
Okay, I think that we have an audio clip from one of the great shows that we have here on St. Gabriel Radio that we want to run by, and we can chat a little bit about some of that. And then while we're doing that, it's a good time for you to pick up your phone and make that call and get that pledge into us. Again, the number is 614-459-4820. So give us a call while you're listening to Tim Gray.
It's funny. In my teaching, people always tell me, because I teach Scripture, oh, the Old Testament. Oh, I don't like the Old Testament. I like the New Testament a lot better. Old Testament, that's bad. It's all violence and killing and bloodshed and all this gory, horrible stuff. I like the New Testament, the Beatitudes, much nicer. Right? But it's the same God of both. But what I tell people is the reason you don't like the Old Testament is, does it have violence? Yeah. Does it have gory violence? Yeah. Does it have all kinds of sex, like David committing adultery? You know, there's a gang rape of a Levite's concubine. I mean, it's got all the sex you can find on cable TV. But what people don't like about the Old Testament is how messy and real it is. But you know what? That's the world God entered into. That's the world God wanted to redeem. Humanity is always messy. Turn on cable TV, and you're going to find how messy humanity is, with affairs and scandals, and from generals to presidents having affairs, and all kinds of, you can find all the pornography, you can find all the violence. It's always there. In the 21st century, is the world less violent? Is it less abusive? There's still sex trade that's popular in the West. We have all the problems of the Old Testament, but we just like the Bible to be pure and clean and pristine. We have an expectation that the story of God's people should be clean. It should be full of pacifism and love. These stories should be tidied up. We don't want Jacob, who's one of the patriarchs, to lie to his father, to be a deceitful, conniving manipulator. We don't want Abraham, the father of Israel, to take a concubine and father an illegitimate child named Ishmael. That's the father of faith. Wow. But that's the story, because humanity, the children of Adam, from Israel in the Old Testament to Americans in the 21st century, we are broken and messy. But it's God's willingness to enter into that mess. It's God's willingness to deal with a David, to deal with a Jacob. When I would take people in the biblical school in Denver, which was an adult education program, a walk through scripture, people would say, oh, we love David. We can't wait to read the story of David. And we start reading the story of David, and then people are like, I hate this guy. Oh my gosh, what a jerk. And they read about Jacob or Abraham, and they see all these sins, and they're like, they get scandalized. And I'm like, you don't get it. I love Jacob. I like that conniving, deceitful, manipulative, ambitious people get saved. That gives me hope. That's the good news, that God's willing to deal with us as sinners. And the idea that we shouldn't read the Old Testament or we should get rid of it because it's just full of filth and violence is the same idea and the same expectation that the church should be pure and perfect, that the Donatists had and that others have. And the temptation's twofold. Either we believe that the church should be perfect and therefore we want to write everybody out who's imperfect, like the Donatists, or we fall into a cynicism where we say, oh, the church is corrupt. It's just like any other human institution. It's corrupt. It's no good. Let's just follow Jesus individually. I'm going to have my spirituality in a nice little box where no one can touch it. And it's separated from all this messiness of humanity. But God, thank God, is willing to enter into the messiness of the human story and of the human world. And he calls a people Israel. And of course he says, my people are stiff-necked people. And if that's the story all the way through salvation history, from Abraham to Jesus, the people of God are stubborn and have all the faults of all the rest of the world. Do you think that all of a sudden stops with Jesus, that the people of God are going to be perfect? If you think that, let me remind you of one of the 12. His name was Judas. He was with Jesus intimately, handpicked by the Lord himself. And he betrayed Jesus. But not only did he betray, the rest of the disciples abandoned Christ in his crisis. They denied that they even knew him. Even Peter. So why do we expect the church to be different than the disciples and the apostles of Jesus' day? At the end of the story, there's two women who are the main characters of the Bible. There's the harlot, kind of the whore of Babylon, who's drunken and wealthy, and she's seducing and seduced by the world. And then there is the bride of Christ. That bride, that spotless bride, is what the church is called to be. But what we're told is that her white garment in Revelation 19 is the righteous deeds of the saints.
Well, I guess I heard my name there. I have to thank Bill Messerly and Dave Orsborn for knowing what clip to put on while I was on the air.
Dave's the man. Thank the Lord for Psalm 51.
Yeah, but that certainly speaks to us. I think that they did know who was going to be here with Deacon Hector and me.
Oh, man.
We do lead messy lives, don't we?
We really do. You know, one thing I want you to remember right now, though, pick up that phone, make that pledge, 614-459-4820. That's not spelled F-O-R, but it is 4820. You know, I got this visual when I was listening to that audio track, and I'm thinking about a homily that I'm going to be delivering tomorrow. But how would it be if I started out, I would like all of you sinners to please sit. I would have to sit down too, right? Because we're all sinners. And then if we wanted the perfect church, what would we have to do? You know, life is messy. What we'd have to do is we'd have to say, okay, everybody, out. If you're perfect, this is not the church for you. The church is perfect when God is there. God is perfect. However, we are not. We're in need of redemption. And yes, life is messy. It's almost like watching cable TV or looking at the evening news. It was so great to be at Gethsemane this week. We didn't have to deal with all that messiness. There was a structure. It was beautiful. We prayed, went to confession. That's because we lead messy lives.
Yeah, you know, everybody talks so much about the terrible stuff that's on TV these days, and it is awful.
Yeah.
But it reflects what's real and what's out there. And the bottom line is that throughout history, man, all of us have needed redemption.
That's exactly right.
It's available to us. It's offered to us.
Mm-hmm. It's not perfect like the Donutist. Actually, we're talking about. We were discussing that earlier. Now, if you want to get a donut, that would be a good thing.
That would be a good thing.
I think Dave and I like donuts, so we'll pass that up.
Yeah.
But you know, this is life is messy. We're all in need of that redemption, and that's what the church is here for. To give, you know, and the fact that he said that there's always hope for us, because look at the hand-picked people that Jesus, he picked 12 people, and, you know, one of them ended up, betraying him.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, save one, left him in his hour of need.
Yeah, that's
so, don't leave us in our need, hour of need right now. Please call in 415-459-4820. What's the totals look like there, Dave?
Well, it looks like we're moving up. In fact, I think our angel just came fluttering in here to give us a full update.
Okay.
I did. Thank you again. We have from Rose, a sustaining member, a gift. Thank you, Rose. Yes, we love that sound. We have Marie from St. Patrick's in Columbus. She also added, special gift for Marie. She added that it helps, as she's listening to St. Gabriel Radio in the car, it helps keep her rooted and grounded in her faith, and she spends so much time learning while she's driving. I agree completely.
Amen.
Yes. Sharon from St. Mary, Groveport, in honor of her family and Father John Reed, and that was a special gift. And we also have Heather from Hilliard, Bronze sustaining member.
Ooh, there we go.
She says she listens at all times of the day and always hears something that helps her in her faith. Some specific shows. Specifically, she went a little shout-out, Father Ricardo and Catholic Answers. She loves that. And multi-year sustaining members, we have Steve and Peggy from St. Timothy in Columbus, Paul, St. Joan of Arc, Powell, and Eric and Margaret from St. Francis de Sales in Newark.
Wow.
Great. Hey, we're off and running here.
You know what? I haven't heard from two different places, people who read the Catholic Times and also people from the southeast side, Pickerington area. We did have one from Groveport, so that's close.
Yeah. And we do want to hear from those Catholic Time readers out there, because
Dave does a great job with that.
Well, you know, we have a lot of fun telling tales, so that's what we do. But we do want to stir people to action, whether we do it through the newspaper, whether we do it through Deacon Hector's participation in the Mass and doing his homilies, and what we do here at St. Gabriel Radio. And we need you to be part of all of that. You need to be involved. This is not a one-way thing. You know, you may think that we just sit here and talk into the microphone and you just sit back and listen. Hey, it ain't that way. This is actually a two-way street, because when you hear the word, you're called to respond to the word. And part of that means helping to evangelize and keep spreading that word. And we do that in part through the presence of something like St. Gabriel Radio. We are part of that, and so are you. And we need you to be involved and do that. That's why you need to pick up the phone and give us a call and make your gift. 614-459-4820. And you will be part of the team, too, and we'll only say good things about you. That's part of our agreement.
So. We love that, Dave. That is a good thing. Hey, you know, if you want to make a donation in honor, I'm looking up there right behind Dave, in honor of a young person in your life, or maybe someone who's made a change, who's actually helped you clean up the mess that sometimes our lives can get into, you know? If you want to make that pledge in honor of them, please do so. There's many ways you can do it. You can do it by becoming a sustaining member, $20 or more a month, maybe even a business membership, $50 or more per month, for 100 messages a year. That's that's pretty good. That's twice a week you got your business mentioned, and that is really good. And how do we do that, Dave? What number do we call?
Well, the magic number, and you're going to hear it till you're sick of it from us, but we're going to do that anyway. 614-459-4820. Now, get that impressed in your brain. And then when you're, you know, late at night, you got nothing else to do, call it again then, because, you know, we want to hear from you anytime.
Or you can get online and do the pledging too, right? St. Gabriel. What's the address on that? St.
Gabriel.
Radio.com. Make sure that's a .com. You might get something else you don't want for .org, okay?
That's true. You get out there onto the World Wide Web and you know never know what you're going to step into.
Hey, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that tell me every single weekend, I really appreciate what you're doing. You know, there's nothing we could do to pay you back for what you do. Yes, there is. You can do what? You can call 614-459-4820. Most especially, this is a challenge to the Knights of Columbus. I've been a Knight of Columbus since 1981. That's a long time. We'd like to have you come out and support, maybe make it in the name of your favorite knight, whoever that is. Also, if you're from Seton Parish, I haven't heard from anybody yet. It's time to go ahead and pick up that phone. Call 614-459-4820.
And, you know, I want to, while we've got Deacon Hector here, I want to talk about how important our deacons are to us, because, you know, a lot of times they don't get the recognition. They don't have the star power of being the priest and the rector.
We're supposed to be behind the scenes, you know?
But they do so much, and, you know, they have now, you know, we didn't always have the deacons for a long time. Right. And now that we have permanent deacons back in the church, what a difference it makes with the ability of these men to work with our young people, to work with the seniors in our parishes, and do all of the other things that the deacons do. It's a special, special thing, and we really, really do appreciate having you here.
Well, I thank you very much for that. I have a brother who's a priest, and just on an anecdotal thought, he told me last year when we were doing some of the services for my brother who passed away, he said deacons are supposed to be seen and not heard. I think that actually my brother, Father Willie, he's a really good person. And, you know, that's what we're there for. We're there to help, maybe to give a different perspective on things, because we have, at the time, I worked full-time now for the church, but at the time, I was working, I was living, doing a secular job, and also serving as a deacon at the parish. And so that's a little bit of a different perspective. Not that priests didn't come from families, or they probably rocked kids in their, on their laps, and talked to them, and did many things in the family. And I know before I even became a deacon, I'm the youngest of 12, and so I had a lot of experience. So without becoming a deacon or whatever, we do have that experience in life. And the priests, they definitely have that.
Well, you know, I'm a convert to the faith. I've been a Catholic now about 25 years. But when I made the decision that that the Catholic Church was the way I needed to go, I had been attending, just sitting in the back row of a church.
You too, huh?
And when I said, okay, it's time for me to take a step, the first person I talked to was a deacon.
Uh-huh.
It was Deacon Tom Johnston, who you know well.
He helped me with the final part of my formation.
Yeah. He did. And he was the one that I felt comfortable going to and getting me into the process of becoming a Catholic. And, you know, this is what deacons do. Mm-hmm. You know, they embrace, they open the arms, and they say, this is a place for all of us.
And exactly. So and they, you know, one thing that they have that probably priests don't have, that's a wife to keep them grounded. Now, Father John Reed and Father Rod D'Amico, they have wives, but to keep them grounded. And I'm sure Deacon Tom has Mary Alice, and she keeps him grounded, too.
Yeah, and keeps him in line, which we all need as well.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to talk about that, but that's okay. That's good.
Well, listen, we want to again remind you that we're not here just to reminisce and talk about things, but also to raise money, because the rest of the time when we're not doing this, there's all this great programming that's going on, and we need to pay for that. So we need you to be involved. Give us a call at 614-459-4820.
We need to keep moving, because we're only at 7.
Oh, that's
Think
right.
Positive. We've got
to get that $250.
Oh, yeah. One more. Come on. Someone who's been waiting. Someone who just didn't want to do it yet, but they're waiting for that moment. Oh. The moment is now.
And as a matter of fact, our angel just came fluttering in again, and I think she's got some news for us.
Here's the music.
I do have some news. We have a gift. Thank you. Gail gave a gift in honor of Rose Ann Beichelman, and she's being accepted into the church at the Easter Vigil. So that is exciting.
Great.
She also said St. Gabriel Radio has been a very large part of this process for her. And she said, everybody come on in and visit. It's wonderful to come visit. It was a special gift. We have a special gift from Corinne Columbus. Thank you very much, Corinne. Also, Patricia from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish.
Amen. All right.
Honor
we hit it.
Of Chastity Irvin. Thank you. That was a special gift. And she especially likes Father Ricardo as well. We have multi-year sustaining members, Kathleen and Andrew from St. Patrick in Columbus, Melissa from St. Andrew in Columbus, and Charles and Colleen from St. Joan of Arc in Powell. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, great. Great.
Great.
News.
All right.
Okay, we're getting where we need to get. The next thing I wanted to turn to is, we have some special guests that have been visiting us throughout this drive, and one has just joined us. It is Danelle McGinley.
Yes.
She's from St. Bridget Parish up in Dublin. Wonderful place to be.
Yes.
And also with Fast Signs.
We own Fast Signs in Westerville.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we also, in the morning, will go to St. Paul's.
Well, that's also a really nice place to get to.
You have a couple of good deacons up there, too, Don and Frank.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, you've been involved with St. Gabriel Radio for a long time.
Before it was 820, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when it was still 1580 and out in a field in Marysville.
Yeah, yes, I remember. And there was an area on a road that if we went through a little dip, sometimes I would even hesitate because then I would lose the station.
The signal, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So, 820's been a 4820
awesome.
Has been a great improvement.
Yes.
Amen.
So how did you find your way to us?
A friend of mine from St. Bridget's had a bumper sticker, and I turned it on, and I don't think I've turned my radio station since.
It's hardwired for 4820.
Yes. Sometimes when my kids pop in the car, they will turn it off. But
But the kids probably like some of the programming, too.
Well, I told Colleen, my one child is 18 and driving back and forth on the highway, and she told me just the other day, now when she sees a bumper magnet, what pops in her head is, may the blessings of the Lord be upon
you. Yes. Isn't that nice?
It's beautiful.
Do you leave it on 820?
I do.
When then you let them
use
the car.
Anytime I use their car, it's always on 820. I do that I just brought my car to a dealership, and I do that as well, too.
And leave it up real loud so they can hear it.
Yeah, we love those bumper magnets. I'll tell you, everywhere I go, I see them more and more all the time, and I just praise the Lord every time I see one.
On the way here, I saw at least two.
Because, that's evangelization, people think that you have to be a priest or a missionary or something like that to evangelize. Something as simple as that is spreading the word. And, of course, also as simple as picking up the phone and calling and making a pledge to keep all of this good stuff on the air.
And that number again is 614-459-4820. Let's do it now. The number's still there at 7. Hopefully we have some more sustaining members coming. Let us go. My gosh. This radio station helps us see things more clearly, and they help us also to clean up the mess. And the best way that we can do that is for you to get on the phone, call 614-459-4820, and also you can go to stgabrielradio.com.
Okay. And speaking of communicating, Donnell is in the communicating business through fast signs, and I'm sure your faith plays a big role in how you conduct your business.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. How I got involved a lot with 820 was with Bill Messerly, seeing him outside St. Paul's and letting him know that we had purchased the fast signs in Westerville, and the some of the Mother Angelica pictures and things here in the chapel, the stained glass windows we were able to produce. So every time I come, it's awesome to see the gospel.
Those are beautiful.
Quotes. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonderful job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, those are gorgeous. And, folks, most people only hear what comes out from here. If you have a chance to come to the station sometime, it really has become a beautiful and restful place to come to with a lovely chapel.
Very spiritual. Yes. I spent just a couple of minutes there just to quiet down when I got back from Gethsemane. How can you get more quiet than Gethsemane?
Yes.
Thinking about that. But it was just a wonderful moment just before Dave and I started talking about a few things. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Very good.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with the number one more time, and then we're going to take a break for the cause, and we'll be back shortly. So, again, the phone number to call to make your pledge, 614-459-4820. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mike D'Andrea of Miracle Motor Mart. Please keep us in mind for your next automotive need. We have two locations in Columbus. North at the intersection of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and east at 5100 East Main Street. Our east location also has 6 certified mechanics and a full parts and service department. We have around 400 vehicles on our website at miraclemotormart.com. Our goal is to provide great prices on low mileage lease returns at pricing that is about half of new. With interest rates as low as 1.9%, your savings will be huge. Don't pay too much for your next vehicle. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com and see big savings with our friendly staff. With 26 years of service to our community, you'll love joining the Miracle family. Call us at 614-337-0037 to reach both locations. Let us show you a better way to buy a car.
Agent James Hahn and the Catholic Order of Foresters can help bring your Catholic values to life with life insurance, annuities, and more. Catholic Order of Foresters has served Catholics since 1883. Email jhahn@catholicforester.org to learn more.
The Law Office of Matthew Fanley is a proud supporter of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Practicing in the areas of estate planning, wills, trust, and probate matters, the Law Office of Matthew Fanley provides these services with Catholic perspectives and considerations, including pro-life health care declarations and medical directives. Contact the Law Office of Matthew Fanley today at 457-4113 or visit fanley.com. That's F as in Frank, A-E-H, N as in Nickel, L-E.com.
Albright and Schnullo. Family eye care in Worthington. Vision care at its best. Google Albright and Schnullo.
Hi, this is Patrick Coffin, host of Catholic Answers Live. Let me ask you a personal question. Can you afford not to support Catholic radio? With marriage being redefined and the muscle and influence of groups like Planned Parenthood and transgender mania and the whole mainstreamization of pornography, you know the list of challenges facing Catholics today. Your support can take Catholic radio to the next level to reach ever more people for the message of Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. Thanks to EWTN, our program, Catholic Answers Live, is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that have to be paid locally to keep us on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Answers Live every day throughout the year, in season or out. No matter what the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you and for your friends and for the future of Catholic radio and the work of evangelization. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now. And be a saint. What else is there?
I want to live my life uncovered. I want to be more than a number. All I need
And welcome back to the Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Radio. I'm Dave Garrick from the Catholic Times, sitting across from me, Deacon Hector Raymond.
It's hard to say, Pickerington. It's sort of like deconnector. Hopefully it's the other way around. I want to connect it.
Anyway, the bearded bunch is in here today. Yeah, I have the full beard. He just has the goatee. He couldn't afford to grow the rest, I guess. So
I can't.
Neither one of you know how to shave.
Whoa.
It's nice not to have to.
Oh, boy. Okay. Bill James there.
But here we are back live and having fun here at St. Gabriel Radio. And to all of you who are missing the Divine Mercy Chaplet right now, sorry about that. You could do it on your own.
That's why it was so quiet. I understand that. The Hour of Mercy.
But we really do appreciate you being tuned in. We appreciate that you listen to St. Gabriel Radio all the time. And right now, we really appreciate that you're picking up the phone and being partners with us and, you know, making those contributions so that we can keep this on the air all year round. We don't have to keep coming and asking for money all the time. We do it a little while right now, and then you do what needs to be done, and we get the money so that we can keep the station operating, because that's so important for so many people. And again, the number 614-459-4820. And let's have an update and see how we're coming along.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Love and that music.
I do, too. And they're just rolling in. We have Mary from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton again.
All right, great.
In honor of Joe Marie Williams as a special gift. We have Michael from St. Peter's in honor of Ruth and Bill Neal. And that was a special gift. Thank you so much, Michael. We have also Barbara. Her gift is in honor of a seminary, and that's very nice. That was a special gift. And we have our multi-year sustaining members,
great,
Eric from St. Peter in Columbus, Julia from Holy Family Columbus, and Chris and Joan from Church of the Resurrection New Albany. Thank you, everybody. Keep them rolling in.
Okay, that's great.
Keep it coming. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, come on. Let's do some
that's
more.
That's right.
Very
yeah.
good. Special
make,
challenge.
Make your contribution, and Deacon Hector will come out and mow your lawn.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got somebody mowing my lawn. Okay, but I will. You know, that's a challenge. I'll do it. If someone wants me to do it, I will. Hey, you know, I like this raffle here. Anyone who calls in during the drive is entered to win an Our Lady of Fatima statue, a 30-inch with beautiful crown. And I'm looking at it right now. It is so beautiful. And this is a great year to do it. 100 years.
That's
wow,
right.
It's fantastic.
You know, this is the time for Fatima. So
okay. Call in. You might take it home.
Yep.
Amen.
Okay. You know, we talk so much about what this is all for and the great programming that you get to have on the station. And we want to give you another little taste of that again. One of the real favorites from here on the station is Father Ricardo. And let's hear what he has to say.
Let me begin with this. This is one of my favorite pieces of writing on the sacrament. It's from a book called Confession by a woman named Adrienne von Speyer, who was a mystic. I remember right, von Speyer was Lutheran. At a very young age, he had a vision of Ignatius, St. Ignatius of Loyola, when she was still a Lutheran, had a vision of Our Lady, ends up becoming a convert to the Catholic Church, was an MD in Switzerland. This is as good a book as I've ever read on confession, just called Confession by Adrienne von Speyer. She says, "The incarnate Son, Jesus, distinguishes himself from other men in that he is without sin. Someone who had neither seen one of his miracles nor heard one of his sermons would nonetheless have been able to see his divine mission because of that sinlessness." That's a great point. The mere fact that Jesus has no sin would have made him jarringly different than anybody, because everybody that we know is a sinner, starting with me. He lives as the Redeemer among sinners and sees how much sin has alienated them from the Father and continues to alienate them. He wants to intercept the man or the woman who has fallen away. What a great truth. He wants to intercept the one who has fallen away, create supports for him, throw him the anchor of grace, put up signposts for him that will show him the way back to God. The sacraments serve as such means of interception. As long as he was on earth, he could indicate these things by means of his own word. He baptized or had someone baptize. He promised and gave his own flesh and blood. He let the sick be anointed and sent the Holy Spirit down upon the church. He knew, however, that after his departure, it would be objected that men are too alienated from God to be reached through these means. Hence, he instituted one more sacrament meant exclusively for sinners, one that seizes the person from below and grasps him in precisely that guilt and alienation. No one can say confession is too sublime for them. No one can say that alienation from God is not really a burden, and that it would not be good to get rid of that burden and lighten himself. Living transparent and without sin before the Father, the Son knows what is good for man. The Son is he who lives in a state of purity. The sinner lives more or less in a state of sin. He does not really believe that he can break with sin, but he feels its burden and yearns, at least in certain moments, to be rid of it. The sacrament of confession is the ever-new moment of purification. If a man's faith is strong and effective, it can encompass whole areas of his life. It brings about, in individual acts and also increasingly as a habitual state, an approximation of the purity of the Lord. Confession catches the sinner in his fall away from God. All the sacraments do this in their own way, and in doing so reveal something of the essence of the church as a whole, namely that it can be the means and path of conversion. Confession, however, does this to an especially high degree and is thus a particularly clear symbol for the essence of the church. It makes visible the fact that the church turns to all sinners. Communion, accessible as it is to the purified, would have been too exclusive by itself and too alarming for sinners. Here's the part I love. I, as a sinner, know that I taint the communion of saints. I have been baptized, but I do not live according to the rule of baptism. I've been confirmed, but I am no apostle of Christ. I attend Mass, but it remains incomprehensible to me. The sermon is either too sublime or too flaccid for me. I can't relate to it. I recognize all the church's efforts on my behalf. She encourages, consoles, and admonishes me, but it does me no good. I have a great deal of experience with myself, and I know what I can and cannot do. Saints are shown to me, but I am simply not one of them. I live in sin. And as a sinner, I can always have the last word with the church. But if I am told that the confessional is reserved for sinners, then I know that here, finally, is a place for me. It is precisely I who am meant. The pew there was made especially for me. Of course, I can also grumble about confession, but that does not keep me from knowing that my own situation has been provided for there. When someone speaks about the communion of saints, it's clear to me that I do not belong. But if he says to me there is a communion of sinners, who belongs to it? Then I know infallibly that I do. That's a great passage, I think, of remarkable humility, which is the key virtue to keep in mind as we look at this sacrament.
Well, again, I think that had our names all over.
Gee, thanks a lot, Dave. But you're right. We are all sinners. You know, the church is a hospital for sinners. And every single person that's there is a sinner, because we all are.
Yeah, and what a gift to have the sacrament of confession to clean that away.
It is a beautiful gift. And, you know, thinking of gifts right now as we're talking about it, we're looking at the numbers. The number of gifts is at 11. We still have 5 more to go on that. If we have one more, we get the goal of getting $250.
Yeah,
we actually
have passed the first $250, and now we're only one away from getting the second $250.
Fantastic.
And that would then leave us only 4 away from getting another $500.
Oh, come on. Time. Get off the shelf. Get off the fence, if you want to call it that.
You can make a real difference if you pick up the phone in the next 10, 15 minutes here and help us get over the hump with that.
So, you know, we're also looking for a couple different types of memberships, too. The leadership gift, what you get for that is the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the radio station. And you can call that number in at 614-459-4820. Or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And to do that, the leadership gift is $1,000 or more, and you receive that satisfaction, yes, plus the porcelain Madonna rosary holder. Hey, let's do that. That should be easy. Not everybody has that kind of money just laying around, but if you do, what a difference you can make to this radio station. You really can. It's amazing.
I mean, this station reaches so many people. You know, the signal from this station covers the majority of the state of Ohio. This is not just a Columbus thing. And so it reaches people who don't always have easy access to the Word.
Yeah,
they may not be going to church.
Let alone the sacraments.
They may be turned off and not understand what the church really teaches. They need to hear the message, and they could just be tuning across the dial on their radio, and they can hear this, and all of a sudden they hear the truth. And there's not a whole lot of truth on the radio these days. But there is.
There's
here.
The truth right there, Dave.
Oh, boy, some big news, big news. We've passed our goal for that second 250, and actually another one beyond that. So now we're really only three away from getting an additional 500. So get on the phone, 614-459-4820. Three more, and that's going to be a big, big difference here for the station.
And if you can't get through, okay, stgabrielradio.com. If you're in traffic right now, which is probably the case because there's a lot of traffic, you can always wait until you get home or pull over. If you're real excited about supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and also supporting our person here for the Catholic Times, you're the editor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the editor. Wow, he's the man at the top. Hey, in honor of Dave, do that. You know, you can really put us over the top and support this wonderful radio station. And, you know, one of the things that I've done over the past couple of weeks is go to confession every week. I was in Atlanta for the Amazing Parish Conference and went to confession there. At Gethsemane, confession again. It's not always that we have that opportunity. We only have a few priests. Let's take every opportunity that we can to just let the Lord know that we're sorry for some of the things that we have done, and that, you know, that sacrament of reconciliation is there to help unburden us. And the radio station here will also help you unburden some of your extra cash. And tell them how to do that, Dave.
All you have to do is to get involved and call us. It's 614-459-4820. It's as easy as could be. It won't take you very long. We have very nice people who answer the phone. I mean, they are super nice.
They're all angels. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
They're wonderful.
So, you know, it won't take much of your time, and it doesn't have to take a whole lot of your money. Just what you can afford to do to keep this on the air. You know, at the Catholic Times and here at St. Gabriel Radio, we are partners in faith. We are partners in evangelization, and we work together to try to help put the word out to people, to let them hear the truth of the gospel. And we want to continue to do that. So we need your help. We need your support. We need your call with your pledge right now at 614-459-4820.
And, you know, when I was in Gethsemane this week, Father Carlos told me a very important thing. He said that you need to have compassion, but when you're proclaiming the word and when you're talking to other people, you need to also do it as Jesus did. You need to talk to them, to live your life, and to associate with them and to love them, just like Elvis Presley would say, with tenderness. Love me tender, okay?
Oh, we're headed to Graceland now.
I think we're heading to Graceland. We keep those numbers going. We're going to. We need three more gifts to reach our goal of 16. Why not make it more? We want to get over that. We need two more sustaining members and one leadership gift to meet our goal. So please do that in honor of Dave, Catholic Times man. Okay.
Make this the best hour of the day at the station. We want to hear from you, and we want to get a big return, and maybe they'll invite us back.
This is the hour of mercy. Have mercy on us. That sounds like another song.
We certainly do need that.
Yeah, there we go. And mercy is what God gives us in the confessional. That talk by Father Ricardo hit home. It's a wonderful thing to know that no matter what's going on in our lives, God will forgive us. All we have to do is ask in the confessional for that forgiveness. And with the priest, we hear Jesus telling us that our sins are forgiven. And I won't forgive you for not calling in. Okay? That's one thing. I will withhold forgiveness. No, really.
No, he never withholds forgiveness.
It is time to do that, especially the folks at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish. We've only gotten a few, and I know there's a little bit of money in the parish. We didn't give it all for the renovation. There's some left over. You can do that by calling 614-459-4820.
You know, the whole thing that we've been talking about during Lent is the message that Christ gives to us. And as we come towards the end of Lent, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about is the promise of Christ that I will be with you always to the end of time. And that is a promise even to those of us who have problems.
That's everybody.
That we can overcome those through him, through his forgiveness, through his love, through his mercy. And when you walk into the church and you let that load come off your shoulders, and then you receive the Eucharist and feel the union with Christ and know that that will be with you forever. And, you know, this is such a wonderful, special gift to be part of, to be part of the body of Christ.
Yes, to receive that body and blood of Christ. I think I hear angels in the background coming in, but those gifts are there with us always.
Those gifts are, and we have a couple more to talk about.
We have
Joan with a special gift. Thank you, Joan, as well as Gary. Thank you for your special gift, Gary.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and we also
where'd that come from?
Yeah, I'm looking around. I do not know. We have Sandy. She's making a wonderful gift. She's a bronze member, sustaining member. So thank you, Sandy. She's from Resurrection, and she says this is in honor of the 14 gentlemen doing the men's 159th Cum Christo weekend.
Oh,
that's
great.
Wonderful. And her favorite thing about St. Gabriel Radio is everything! Exclamation point. So thank you so much.
You might want to narrow that down. No, I think that's great. Everything
we'll take
is
it.
Great.
Everything is great here.
Well, that's my favorite thing about St. Gabriel Radio, too, all of it, because boy, the collection of programs that are available on this radio station, you just don't find it anywhere else. I mean, face it, this is God's favorite radio station. He tunes in every day.
That's right. We need three more, right? He's saying three. I think he means something
he's
else.
He's saying we have 3 minutes to
I know,
our next
I know.
Break.
We need two more. Okay, fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good. We did. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're doing wonderfully here.
Hey, Dave, I think it's all you.
I think
amen.
You know, we should ask for more money.
let's go 17, maybe 18, 20. Let's shoot for the moon.
Let's do it.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, if you shoot any lower, that's what you'll get.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, we're going to be breaking here before very long, and so you want to get your call in, and I'll give you a little advance notice because when we break, my boss is coming on the air. And
your wife?
Well, the other boss.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. One at 197, right? Okay.
Yeah. Bishop Campbell will be coming up here shortly. And, you know, he, of course, is the publisher of the Catholic Times. And the
you're
one
the editor,
that I report.
He's the publisher.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So I will only say nice things about my job situation. But no, I love it. I love it.
And I can see you're very discerning. That's a good thing.
And I love working for Bishop Campbell. And those of you who listen to his show on a regular basis will understand that because he's an incredible man.
Very thoughtful.
I don't know anyone that preaches the way he does. Oh. It just is absolutely spellbinding to listen to him preach. So, but he's going to have a few thoughts to share with us on the communion of saints.
We've been spending the
past hour dealing with sinners, so I guess he can touch on the side that he has a closer connection to.
Well, I really miss Patrick Coffin, you know, saying, be a saint. What else is there? You know, that's a wonderful thing.
And, it's something to strive for.
If we're not a saint, I hate to use bad grammar, we ain't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we get on to that, we want to remind you that you still have a chance to get involved and help us get over that next hurdle to get that additional $500 gift. We just need one more. The number is 614-459-4820. And so pick that up and give us a call or go to stgabriel.com, and we can do it there. And what do we have here?
Oh, we've got something else, I have to say. Let's see, a a special one-time gift from Linda. Fantastic. Okay. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with prayer. Okay, fantastic. Heavenly Father, we ask you through the intercession of the angel Gabriel. We ask you, Lord, to continue to guide this radio station, to fill it with wonderful, thoughtful people, people who know what it is, what it means to support the message that our church is giving. And that message is especially wonderful when it comes all over the state of Ohio. Just a wonderful thing. We ask you, Lord, to continue to guide this radio station. And may the Lord bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to move on out of here right now. This is Dave Garrick and Deacon Hector Raymond. Thanks for listening to us the past hour. We're going to turn things over to Bishop Campbell. And then I believe Father Watson will be in the next hour. So you're going to really be entertained then.
What else could you ask for?
The Church has often spoken about the communion of saints, a community of those faithful dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ that are not simply living in any particular time or place, but all of those that have gone before us, those who had been faithful to the teaching of Christ and now are present with him in heaven before the face of our Heavenly Father. And from that place, they continue to be a part of our life. They are a part of our worship. They are deeply concerned with our well-being. Their prayers are very powerful. But we also remember, as we do on the observance of All Souls Day, that there are members of our church who, having died a natural death, are going through a final period of purification before they are brought into the presence of God. They have died spiritually united to Christ and his message, but still bore that burden of the temporal effects of sin that are slowly washed and burnt away so that they might enjoy the face of God with great joy and great power. And they are part of us and part of our prayer. Now, I think understanding the saints, the faithfully departed, those souls that are in purgatory, we come to understand that when we refer to the church, we refer not simply to a community of people that exists in the present time, but by our baptism, we are incorporated into a vast body of Christians, those who have gone before us, those that will follow. It allows us to understand that we are to be moved with great acts of thanksgiving for what we have inherited, for what has been given to us. We also are moved to a deep responsibility for what we have been given, that we preserve it, that we live it deeply, that we enhance it, and then hand it on to a future generation. And we are part of this vast community of saints, which will be fully revealed to us at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, they are still with us. I remember a very powerful passage in the Gospel of John. It occurs in the 6th chapter, in which our Lord, in his teaching about the bread of life, tells us that nothing that the Father gives to him is ever lost. I think that is also a reason for our deep concern for remembering those who have died. Those that really are not lost to us, but those who are still very near, in a different way, changed perhaps, but still with us. We remember them. We often pray for them that they might be fully purified. But we also realize that our Lord made this statement within the context of his teaching about the bread of life, about the meaning of the Holy Eucharist. Because in Latin, the term communion of saints is communio sanctorum. Now, actually, if you look at that term, it can mean not only the communion of saints, but also a communion of holy things. And originally, the meaning of that communion indicated all of those who by the common celebration of the sacraments and the reception of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ were joined into this great community. And therefore, when we gather for the Eucharist, which is the very heart of our Catholic life, we remember that we are joined by all of the saints.